solo there. Well, welcome to the show. As we go around and around again, what's the matter? John Smothers, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I got that frazz in there again.
We got the frazz in the monitor tonight.
Let me introduce you to everybody before the frazz gets worse. Ike Willis on bongos. Tommy Mars on Jazz Discharge.
Party hat.
Steve Vai on crutches soon. Vinny Colaiuta on Exotic Fragrances. Arthur Barrel on bass. Bob Harris on Millet. And Ray White on guitar and vocals.
Sean.
He's already suffered enough on this tour. We're going to leave him with his real name tonight. Okay, you ready? One, two. I could reach Nirvana tonight if I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee. He would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. It was a razor and a can of foaming goo. told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the aureole of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. You might not believe this, you little turkey, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, hey, now what kind of a blue are you anyway? and starwood to the whiskey on the strip. You can hear the crashing, blasting drums. A band that come to real hip. Hear the record contract from a talent scout to deep. They'll sell their ass, their cocks and balls, and take the check and walk away. If they're lucky, they'll get famous for a week or two, perhaps. They'll buy some ugly clothes to wear and hope the business don't collapse before some cheesy magazine declares they're really good. They're a Tinseltown Rebellion band from downtown Hollywood.
Tinseltown Rebellion. Tinseltown Rebellion band. Tinseltown Rebellion. Tinseltown Rebellion band.
It was musical, but then they took some guy's advice. To get a record deal, he said, they would have to be more punk. Forget their chops and play real dumb, or else they would be sunk. So off they go to SIR to learn some stupid riffs and practice all their poses. In between their powder sniffs. All right, stop a line now. Start it up now. Here goes your sinus.
When they think they got it, they launch a new career.
Who gives a fuck if what they play is somewhat insincere?
Tinseltown Rebellion. Tinseltown Rebellion band.
Substances are forward, and if your new wave group looks good, they'll hurry on back for of leather groups and plastic groups and groups that look real queer. Well, the Tinseltown aficionados, they come to see and not to hear. But then again, the system works as perfect as a dream. It works for all those record company pricks who come to skim the cream from the cesspools of excitement where Jim Morrison once stood. It's the Tinseltown Rebellion from downtown Hollywood. Now this song is very special, and it's something that really requires audience participation. Now we're fortunate tonight not only to be twirling around like this and having such a wonderful time, but also to be in a place where they're selling liquor to each and every one of you. So now I think it's always important that an audience feel comfortable at one of our performances, and I'm sure these beverages are helping you out. I hope they're helping you out, because we need to have you sing along with this. Now, here's all you have to do. When I point to you, or to you, or to you over there, all you gotta do is pick any note and go, ooh. It won't make any difference what you sing. Try it one time. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. The name of this song is, There's a Ship Arriving Too Late to Save a Drowning Witch. Okay? Okay, we'll start with you guys.
There's a ship arriving too late to save a drowning witch. She was swimming along, trying to keep a date with a merchant marine who told her he was really rich. But it doesn't matter no more, she's on the ocean floor. And the water's all green down there, and it's not very clean down there. And the pointed hat, well, she's got water in that. And water snakes and rusty wrecks is all that she can see. As the light goes dim and she's trying to swim, will she make it? Boy, I wish or hope so. Not even a witch ought to be caught on the bottom part of America's spew-infested waterways. She could get radiation all over her. She could mutate insanely. And then if she ever got out of the liquid entrapment, she might grow up to be 15 feet tall and scary looking. Even more so than a pre-moistened witch ought to be. And then she might go on the freeway. She could cause accidents while people looked at her. Cars could crash all over the place. From the result of people with Hawaiian shirts on looking up to see her face. With seaweed and urchins emphasizing her cheekbones. Whoa! She could really be ugly and scary looking. Sardines in her eyebrows, lobsters up and down her forehead, all of them terribly large from radiation and dangerous and smelling very bad. I don't know, maybe it's better if she stays in the water. And if a submarine could save her and take her home to the Navy, maybe they could use her for some kind of ritual sacrifice. Hey, Tommy. Hey, Tommy. Hey, let's play another song. Are you ready? Boy type, he smoked the pipe. His favorite phrase was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a singles bar, a Tuesday night. The moon was dim, the band was tight. They did the bump together. What a splendid sight. Her teeth were white. The drinks were cheap, it was ladies' night.
He was glad that he met her.
She was an office girl.
My name is Betty.
Her favorite group was
Betty.
They discussed the wedding. Sword, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport where the puck had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her. Later on, they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were dripping. They saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner.
Hey,
hey, hey. to a motor court. She wouldn't kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry.
This I'll give him.
He called her a pig, a slut, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy! This is a petulant frenzy! Oh, 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 I'm petulant, and I'm having a frenzy!
On the sofa she weeps.
Oh, 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 oh.
She weeps and she weeps. She weeps and she peeps through the curtain. He just got in his car,
but the battery's dead.
So he has to use the phone,
and she gives him some head.
And that's the end of the story.
And honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? And honey, hey.
Time.
So big, it's so tiny. Every cloud is silver lining. The great escape for all the hills.
Fighting is as tiny too. Fighting is as tiny too. Fighting is as tiny too. Fighting is as tiny too.
Thank you.
have a special treat for you. Now, this is Tommy Mars. I don't know if you can see him over here, the guy with the welding goggles on. Remember I told you earlier in the program that Tommy is definitely on Jazz Discharge tonight. And so, to commemorate this occasion, Tommy is going to sing and play for you and just amuse you for a few moments while everybody else tunes up. Take it away, Tom.
I'm so lonely. makes you think that you're so fine?
I would go away, the proven life I live, cause baby, what you got here, you sure ain't what I need.
I think that life with you and me, just not quite the thing for me. Why is it so hard to see my way?
Why should I be stuck with you? Just not what I want to do. Why should an embrace do?
Kiss their clothes and scratch their battery. A tiny light from a window hole 100 yards away is all they ever get to know about the regular life in the day. And it stinks so bad, the stone's been choking. And snotty vomit on the floor. 50 ugly looking soldiers, man, holding spears by the iron door. Knives and spikes and guns and the likes of every tool of pain. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop. And a sinister midget with a bucket and a mop, where the blood goes down the drain.
It stinks so bad, the stone's been choking. Big greenish drops in the room where the giant fireball works, and the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture.
Flies all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair. An evil prince, hey, he's a steaming kind of a pig in a chamber right near there. the snouts, and the driver's first, the loins, and the groins. I soon despair his carving style is well rehearsed. He stands up, what does he say when he stands up and shouts?
Oh man!
Pickles!
Say what?
That's what I thought he said. He stood up, and he shouted, he said, look at me, he said, oh man!
Say what? Get into it!
Oh man!
Say what?
He shouts, oh man, be cursed. And get this, and disagree. Well, no one dares. You know why? He's the best, of course, of all the words.
He's the best, of course, of all the words.
Some wrong been done, he had done it first. And he sings so bad, his bones been broken.
In the night of the Iron Sausage, where the torture never stops. The torture never stops. The torture. The torture. The torture never stops.
Your friend, I'm home.
We'll be right back.
eyes all green and buzzing. Yes, don't you love despair? Who are all these people? But he's locked away down there. Are they crazy?